So the beginning of the second perek introduces a list of psulim la'avoda in the context of Kabbalah. And as we know, Kabbalah is just the beginning. It's mikabbalah ve'elach. Kol azvachim shekiblu daman. And who are these people? Zar onein tful yom, mechusa kipurim, mechusa begadim, shelo rachas edayim v'raglayim, orel tama yoshev al gabe kelim, al gabe behima, al gabe ragle chavero, pasol. And then we have small. So two topics that are fascinating, wonderful, brief ha'aros that relate to this Mishnah. So two key ha'aros. The first is Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Tosefos and the Mishnah is here. The Tosefos Rabbi Akiva Eiger raises a fundamental question. He says, why is it that when we have a shechita by one of these psulim, why is it that we have a special drasha that the Gemara is going to give us that the avoda is mechulales? Whether or not the onesh for the person is misa b'dei shamayim or not, irrespective of the onesh, of the level of the Chomer Ha'isser, shouldn't we invoke the Shita of Rava in the Gemara in Tamur Daf Dalid that call Mai Da'av Rachmana Lo Savid I Ovid Lo Mahani? So this Machlokas Abai and Rava about whether or not when somebody contravenes what it says in the Torah, whether or not that violation creates an effect, according to Rava, that the effect is negated because of the Isser. Why don't we hear that once you have the Gzeres HaKasuv to disqualify the psulim that are listed, so why don't we automatically passel the avoda as a chilul? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger gives two options. One is the Holacha Shelo Beregel of Shitas Reb Shimon, that the Mishnah is coming to tell you in Achanami, the Iavid Lo Mahani, which we'll talk about exactly in more depth what this means in a little bit, but the Iavid Lo Mahani would erase the Maisa that you did, but it wouldn't qualify as a Chalos Psul to Mimachal of the Avoda. And the fact that you have a special drasha is why there is an Avoda HaMuchuleles in the context of the Zar. Great. Second answer he gives is in the case of Cholol, where the Gemara says Beferish, there's a drasha that a Cholol who has Oved B'Shogeg, the Gzeres HaKasuv is that it's Kasher. So it must be that there is a Gzeres HaKasuv that's going to override this din of Yavid Lomahani. So for Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the question of the sugya of Yavid Lomahani really relates to the local narrow din. However, we can suggest that there are some broader reasons why we should not invoke Yavid Lomahani when it comes to our Mishnah. So the first one emerges in the discussion regarding Shochet as a Pesach ala Chametz. So Tosfos in Tumor Daf Dalam at Beis and Tosfos in Psachim Daf Samach Gimel, they're troubled. How could it be that Shechitas Pesach ala Chametz is kosher? Isn't that a violation, according to Rava, of Yavad Lo Mahani? So Tosfos in Tumor Daf Dalam says, yeah, well, there's a Pesach in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Zivchi, must be that the Zevach is kosher, and that's why you override the principle of Yavad Lo Mahani. Tosfos in Psachim quotes on the Riva, says, no, there's a different vart that it's Lo Shina Olav HaKasov La'akev. So we're wondering what exactly is going on between these two Tirutzim in Tosfos, and how does it relate to our general din of Rava of Yavid Lo Mahani, and to suggest that it's Aliba Da'abaye, that I want to point out is very dochak. So if you look at the Teferis Yisrael there in Psachim, in the fifth perek, in the first Boaz, the first long Ha'ara, he raises these questions of what about Yavid Lo Mahani, and he's troubled what to do about this Pasuk in the Yerushalmi, and why the Riva is giving his answer, like, how do you make sense of this? So the Teferis Yisrael says, I'll tell you the Pshat. He says, don't bring me any rayas from the Yerushalmi, because when you look in the Yerushalmi, there are actually two ways to read it. It's true, Tosfos interprets the Yerushalmi that Zivchi means that the carbon is kosher, but the Tiferes Yisrael says, no. Actually, the way to read the Yerushalmi is that you are in violation of the din, even though it's pasul. And this is the mashmos that you get from the ha'aros, from the stencils, the Briska Rav in Temura, has the same suggestion, that this is not, the chiddush is that you're going to get the malchus for the shchitas chametz ala, shchitas pesach ala chametz, even though the karban is pasul. And if you look at the karban eida on that Yerushalmi in Psachim and Perakei Halacha Dalid, the karban eida quotes two pshatim. So he says the first pshat of Tosfos in Temura of the Yerushalmi, that's not a great answer because the simple pshat in the Yerushalmi is it's actually pasul according to that. But what does he say? He says no. The answer here in this context of Shechitas Pesach Lachametz is that you don't say Iavid Lo Mahani according to Rava when the Isser is in an unrelated area. Meaning, you have a chiyuv and an iser of lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav. So, to be megarish that woman, that iser is exactly the focus of your maisa, trying to be megarish her. So, if you hold yavad lo mahani, so it shouldn't work. That was the assumption of the Gemara in Temura. So comes the Tiferes Yisrael and makes a suggestion, which is a really interesting suggestion because it's not so pashut at all. But his suggestion is that the Isser of Shechitas Pesach HaLachametz is not an Isser Shechita. It's actually an Isser of having Chametz. Which, today is not our time to learn the Sugya, but when we learned Psachim, this was a huge debate. What is really the Isser here? Obviously, the pa'ula that you're doing is shchita, but as some point out when it comes to, let's say, the Rambam Shita in Losachmud, sometimes you have a pa'ula, but that pa'ula is just a tripwire, is just a mechanism to violate the real Isser, which is something else. So it could be, and this is exactly what the Tiferes Yisrael wants to say, he wants to say the real Isser of Shchitas Pesach al Chametz is having the Chametz. It happens to be the only way to violate that Isra of having chametz is by doing the Maisa Shechita. But because of that now, the Iavid Lo Mahani doesn't apply in that context. Why? Because the Isser, which is having chametz, has nothing to do with what you did, which was the Shechita. So the Shechita is Mahani, that's not related to the Isser. Another example of this, he suggests, is the Gemara Menachos Lagabe Chimutz Mincha, that the Gemara suggests that the Mincha should be kosher. Why shouldn't the Mincha be kosher, even if it was Nischamit? So he says, what do you mean? How could it be? Isn't that a violation of Yavad Lo Mahani? So he says, in that context, the Isser is not being makriv a Mincha Michumetzes. The Isser is being machametz the Mincha. The Isser is making the mincha into chametz, then being makrovit is a separate problem. So now, we have our first big discussion, or first yisod about Iavid Lo Mahani, and so we're going to think about whether or not these cases, or a case, is actually an Isser in and of itself, or is it somehow an Isser davar acher? So when it came to, let's say, shelo rechutz yadayim v'raglayim, so the Stechemen has a suggestion that maybe in that case, the tefillah rishon in the morning, exactly. So there, the Isser is in the lack of rechitza, not in doing the avoda. So that's an interesting suggestion. That's Aleph. Another principle that we can lay down in the context of Yavad Lo Mahani that will address directly our question relates to the general chakira that the Briska Rav has in Tumura about this issue of Yavad Lo Mahani. Is the Pshat in Yavad Lo Mahani a din klali, that any time the Torah indicates that something should not be done, memela, it can't take effect because the Torah indicated that it shouldn't be done? Or, in the Lashon of the Brisker Rav, is it a prat in the mikros? Is this a din chadash, a new idea that any time the Torah says not to do something, that there's a new chiddush that it's always disallowed? Or is it just a prat? Another way of saying this same chakira is, anytime the Torah says, don't do X, is it implying that that also negates the potential for doing X? Is that the pshat in the pasuk? Or is there a din, a general din, that when you violate the ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then obviously you can't accomplish your goal? And is it a, you could almost say it's like a simen or a siba, is it a technical problem that because there's a pasuk, that pasuk includes a disqualification? Or no, there's a broader principle at work that you're contravening the Ratzon Hashem. You hear the two different sides of this chakira? You could use a lot of different words, but it's the same question. So nafkaminas of this might be asay. Or we saw here in Zvachim, lav haba mechlal asay. No, that it was not in Zvachim, it was in Temura, the Shita Mekubetzes. Lav haba mechlal asay is also going to be a problem of Yavad Lo Mahani. So why is that? If you're telling me that the pshat in Yavad Lo Mahani is that it's the lashon of the Brisker Rav of prat b'mikros, it's a technical legal impediment because of a pasuk, well, lav haba mechlal asay doesn't have that type of pasuk. It doesn't have a lav. But if it's that because the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want this to happen, even though it's formulated as an asay, that would still be a problem of Yavad Lo Mahani. So now, this can bring us to the major yesod of the Shaar HaMelech. The Shaar HaMelech that we saw suggests in Karban Pesach, Perek Aleph Halacha. Okay, in your edition it's Hey, in the old school edition it's Aleph, but it's on Halacha Hey. Coming back to Shechitas Pesach HaChametz, all that. So he says, this whole discussion in Tosfos with the Tiferes Yisrael, this whole thing doesn't get off the ground. Why? Because there's no din of Yavad Lo Mahani when it comes to Kadshim. And we saw this also in the Chai Adam. Why? Because he says, when it comes to Kadshim, you require Shina Olav HaKasov La'akev. So, what exactly does that mean? Why is it that because you require Shina Olav HaKasov La'akev, Shina Olav HaKasov La'akev, you don't say Yavad Lo Mahani? So perhaps it depends on this chakira, that if you understand that it's a technicality, then perhaps you should say that here too you have a pasuk that indicates such a din is not allowed. But if you understand that it's a din klali, so then maybe you should say, because in Kanshi requires Shina Olav HaKasov La'akev, that indicates that you have this leeway from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Or you could say it the reverse. And this relates to we saw this last year in when we learned Yuma. The Ritva suggests that this whole din of Shina Olav HaKasov La'akev only applies to asay, formulaic terms that are positive. But when you have a lav, there's no need for Shina Olav HaKasov La'akev, it's automatically ma'akev and kachim. So what's going on? So perhaps you could say the exact opposite of what we're saying, that when it comes to a lav, you don't need Shina Olav HaKasov La'akev because the Torah is scripting it that it's going to be a problem. And therefore it's going to be Yavad Lo Mahani. But if it's going to be Shana Olav HaKasov, but if it's going to be an asay, there you need Shana Olav HaKasov La'akev. So, l'chora, these two are going to be related. this question of the chakira of what's the nature of shana lova klasa v'akiv, I think you could say it in both different directions, but the principle is exactly this, that you have a special din in kachim that because it's shana lova klasa v'akiv, there's no din of Yavad Lo Mahani, which is going to depend on how you understand the Yavad Lo Mahani. We're going to take that. Stechem, it says you have to take it one step further, which is indicated in that comment in the Ishmael Sadam, which is that this whole idea of Yavad Lo Mahani not applying in Kachim is a din in Avoda, not a din in all of Seder Kachim. Because if you look in that case, the context there is Tumura or Maktish Balmum. Those are cases of quote-unquote Kachim. No, says the Sechemet. What we mean when we say kachim means the mahalach, the ta'alich of avoda. Oh. So, Tzigzant. So now, we had two... Okay. So, if you follow this approach of the Ritva, which is accepted also by the Tiferes Yisrael, then when it comes to the lav, there's no requirement for shina lav akas of la'akev. So then let's go back to the lo shishkar al chametz dam zivchi. So you have a lav, so you shouldn't need shina lav akas of la'akev, so why don't you say yavad lo mahani? Right? So the first option was, like the Tiferes Yisrael, it's a zaitik din, it's a separate din. The second was, maybe it's a din in kachim, but that's not going to help us because it's got a lav. So here you have a third principle when it comes to Yavad Lo Mahani. And this is articulated in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Kivaker and Simon Kuf Chaf Tes, where Rabbi Kivaker points out the whole din of Yavad Lo Mahani, the purpose of it is where by undoing the effect of the Isser, you will have fixed your problem. So, let's say, lo yuchal eshalcha kol yamav, if you undo the potential for gerushin, so she remains married. Ah. But, perhaps we can suggest that this klal of Yavad Lo Mahani, if you're not oker the iser, would not apply to shchitas pesach al chametz. Uah. So, We can obviously point this out. This is true for Shochit B'Shabbos. If you shecht on Shabbos by being oker the chalos of the shechita, you didn't help the guy. He still violated Tilas Hashem. He still killed the animal. So Rabbi Kiva Egers, in that tshuva, he says, yeah, when it comes to shechitas Pesach HaLachametz, it's not shechita, it's nechira. So you uprooted the Isser. But if you look in the Stechemet in Klal Nun Tes, Dibra Mahaskalah, Aval, he has a pretty wild chiddush, which is this is going to be our third approach. He suggests that perhaps the iser of shchitas pesach al chametz is even on the mice of shchita if it's called bipsul. It's pretty wild, but it's saying that even if we invalidated your mice of shchita, even if we say it's no longer a chalos of shchitas pesach, it's still a violation of lo sishkar al chametz dam zivchi. So, just parenthetically, how do you understand that din? How does that even make any sense? The pasuk is, don't shecht a korban pesach if you have chametz. If we just said, yavad lo mahani, you didn't shecht a korban pesach, so how did you violate the din? So, if you understand, like we said from the Tiferes Yisrael, that the real din of lo sishkar al chametz dav zivchi is not to have chametz, so then perhaps the chiddush that the Stechemet is saying is you can violate this din even with a non-shchita sapesach. Because l'maisa, you had chametz and you did something that technically, balabatishly, looks like shchita sapesach, that too is a violation. It's wild. It's wild. But if you say like this, that's also why Yavad Lo Mahani doesn't work. Yavad Lo Mahani doesn't help you because you would still violate the Isra of having chametz when you shechted a korban pesach. Awesome. And then comes the fourth ta'ara, the fourth way of thinking about the din of Yavad Lo Mahani in the realm of kachim. Because it's fairly obvious that there's no discussion in the Gemara of Yavad Lo Mahani at all anywhere in the context of Machshava Poseles, Avodas Psulim, like what's going on? How could that be? So the Kovetz Haaretz, you saw for Rabbi Elchanan talks about this in a couple of places. One is if you look in the Kovetz Shiurim in Bava Kamma in Simen Kuf, he has a discussion about Yavod Lo Mahani, but he's Marich more in this Simen here in Ayin Dalet in the Kovetz Haaretz, where he says that the din of Yavod Lo Mahani is only when the Isser is on the Chalos. So the Torah tells you, don't create a chalos of gerushin. Don't create a separation, a halachic separation from this woman. And so the isser would be to try to create that chalos. And if you did that, iyaved lo mahani, the chalos doesn't take effect. But, says Rabbi Elchanan, if the isser is not in the chalos, if the isser is on the maisa, you can't say iyaved lo mahani. Lo Mahani is only on the consequence, the totzah, the chalos. So Rabbi Elchanan wants to make a suggestion. He wants to suggest that whenever we talk about kachim, there's a difference between the maisa avoda and the chalos. And the iser, he suggests, is not to create a chalos of a carbon pasul, to create a chefze shel carbon or a chalos of a carbon that has a machshava pulselas. The isser is to do the maisa. And you can't say yavod lo mahani on a maisa.
Right.
So that's why, perhaps, to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's question, you don't say yavod lo mahani on this Mishnah. Because the isser is not on the chalos, the isser is on the maisa for the zar, or the tful yom, or the mechus kippurim, to do the Kabbalah. So this is Ha'ara number one. Very important Shas Sugya called to Avar Rachmana Losavid Yavad Lomahani, and why does it relate to Kachim, or how it relates to Kachim, and these related Sugyas. So we had four approaches. Number one, the suggestion of the Tiferes Yisrael that you don't say Yavad Lomahani when it's an ancillary Isser, a Davar Acher. Number two, the Shar Melech and the Chayyadam, you don't say Yavod Lo Mahani on Kachim because of Shana Olava, because of La'akev. Number three, you don't say Yavod Lo Mahani when undoing the Isser doesn't fix the Avera that you did. And the last is you don't say Yavod Lo Mahani when the Isser is in the Chalos, but the Isser is in the Maisa, it's got to be in the Chalos. So that was Ha'ara number one. And this brings us to Ha'ara number two in the Mikdash David. The Halakha Mikdash David, in the beginning of Simen Tesvav, wonders about the Avodas HaPsulim in our Mishnah. Is this list of Psulim a list of people who create a Chalos Psul in the Karban? Or is it just the absence of the Avoda which is necessary? So everybody saw this Chakira? Ah. So he has several Nafkamina. Number one is Efshalot Kune, which we discussed in the context of Zar, in the context of Holacha. Can you fix it? Number two, he wonders, it's going to be Tolly, and whether or not it requires Iber Tzura. Number three, if someone ate one of these Psulim, does that violate the Kol Shabbat Kodesh? Do you get Lat Malkus for eating it? Is it Nasa B'Psul, or is it just not done? So he suggests that this is totally in the 2 days in Tosas and Menachos and Yudches and Medbeis. According to Reb Shimon, if Bol Al Zar, whether it's posel the Gufa Karban or not. So we saw in the Rebbe Kiva Eger that we mentioned earlier, Rebbe Kiva Eger's Netia was on one side of the Chakira, which was that it's a Chalos Psul. And that's how he explained what this is coming to teach you according to Reb Shimon in the context of Holacha. And similarly, we saw that Reb Chaim, in his piece in the Psulim HaMikdashim, Perek Yud Gimel, Reb Chaim took a side on this question of the Mikdash David. He assumed that the Chalos Psul takes effect in the Karban. That when it's Holacha Shalo Beregel, that's the absence of any Avoda, so you can't have a Chalos Psul taking effect in the Karban. But in the case of Zar, Reb Chaim suggested that Zar is an actual psul in the Karban. And that's why it's Yev Shalat Kune. And that was his distinction between the Rambam going toward the Mizbeach versus away from the Mizbeach, that the Rambam doesn't make a distinction in the Holach Shel Bregel, but he does. He does think it's a Maisa Apostel in the Zara case.
Are you claiming that it goes beyond Zara for a time?
So, I can't say for certain, because Reb Chaim is only talking about Zara in that case. But it sounds like he thinks that because this person is disqualified, the avoda is an avoda, so that's why there is a chalos psul that takes effect.
But each one of the questions, you're going to wonder whether it's psul avoda specifically, or maybe more related to bia, etc. That might get magnified.
Yeah, and I think your point is well taken. The point that in each one you have to figure out, you know, what is the nature of that psul, and this kind of goes back to that point that the Stechemer was making, that maybe the lacking the rechitza in the morning, that's not really a chalos psul in the person, it's really some psul davar acher. So inachanami, maybe we could distinguish between them. Inachanami, it's a good point. The Mikdash Dovah wants to put them together, but inachanami, maybe you could divide them up. Another nafkamina of this question is what happens if you have two people doing the Maisa Avoda at the same time together? So, if you have a chalos psul, so then it's going to passel your avoda. But if you say, no, it's just a choser hechsher, so then dal mehacha, the zar or the mechus begadim, and be machsher it with the remaining guy. So where is this discussed? Interestingly, it's discussed in a psul that doesn't appear in our Mishnah. A katan. So, what's the story with a katan? So if you take a look in the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Tes Vav in Oz Tes, Minchas Chinuch says, if you have a katan and he's holding on to the knife together with the gadol, it's pasul. And he's focusing on it primarily because of the katan's inability for das and lishma and kavana, that whole issue about related. Remember, Tosas and Misasek and the katan is garua tfei and all that. But if you look in the Torah Sakodesh, the Heliger Rabbi Lan, he says in Chaf Dalid, in Oz Dalid, he thinks that that's not true. That's not correct. Not correct. He thinks that if you look carefully at the Lashon of the Rambam, which is amazing, that even though the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Chaf Dalid, when it passes the cut and it quotes a pasuk, the Rambam has a very peculiar formulation of this din of the katan. The Rambam says in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Hei, Halacha Tesvav, Kishi Yagdil HaKohen V'yeyase Ish, Haryu Kashal Avoda. So what's going on? So, says the Torah Sakodesh, the Rambam thinks that the katan is a non-entity. And if the katan held on to the sakin with a gadol, it's kosher, because he's a zero. It's not avoda bipsul, it's a choser hechsher. So now, if this is true, you have two interesting consequences. Number one is that perhaps this is why the Mishnah doesn't mention katan. If you follow, like Rabbi Kevager and possibly like Rabbi Chaim, that the Mishnah is listing psulim, which create a chalos psul, then Tosfos is wondering why Balmum is not there, Shtui Yayim, Puri Rosh, okay? But maybe the reason why Katan is not there, because maybe a Katan is a zero. It's not a Dover HaPosel, it's a non-entity. And then there's going to be a further discussion about Nachri, that maybe Nachri is not there, because that's also going to be a question, and maybe it depends on whether it's the Shechita or the other Avodas, but maybe that's why Katan is not there, says the Torah Sakodesh, because unlike the other Psulim where there's a Chalos Psul, Katan is a Choser Echsher and there's nothing. And one more nafkamina of this, if you look in the Makor Baruch, the Ginsburg, Rav Ginsburg, Makor Baruch, in Chelek Aleph, in Simen Aleph, he discusses whether or not a katan is kosher babama ketana. So perhaps that's also totally on this question. If you assume that a katan is a zero, so then a katan is going to be a problem in a babama ketana because he doesn't even qualify as doing the avoda. But if he's a somebody, it's just a problem, more like in line, maybe the Minchas Chinuch, although the Minchas Chinuch is not talking about it from this angle of being a bar hachi for the avoda. So then we know that lots of psulim are acceptable on a bama ketana. So to summarize, the Mikdash David's suffik about our Mishnah with what sounds like Rabbi Kivager and Rabbi Chaim standing on one side of the equation, that the Mishnah creates a chalos psul, can explain why a katan doesn't appear according to the Torah Sakodesh, because the katan is a lav bar, a carbon. He's a non-entity, and therefore it's going to be a choser hechsher. Therefore, it's not going to passel it if he's doing it together with the Kohen and all the other nafkaminas, and possibly also for the Bama Katana.